for a TES and TVS, some criteria are required to make sure that what circulation you're looking at is actually indeed the one you intend to look at. The three criteria are: 1. Minimal shear. There is no hard lower limit threshold for this criterion in the same way as an algorithm like the TDA would be assigned. The minimal shear that an expert forecaster would define would depend on many things, including the distance from the radar, the forecaster's assessment of the size of the vortex, the near-storm environment, and past experience. We will discuss what meaningful shears may be, though, later in this lesson. Vertical extent. At least some kind of vertical continuity should be seen in a TES-TVS, so that there is a high probability that an updraft is present in the circulation. For most events, the depth of the circulation should be at least 1,500 meters, or roughly 4,900 feet. Low-top supercells typically do not have deep TSs or TVSs, even if tornadic. Sometimes, and if detectable at all, only the lowest elevation angle contains the gate-to-gate rotational signature of tornadic low-top supercells. Sometimes the vortex may appear as a TS and a TVS at adjacent elevation angles due to the vagaries of sampling and vortex structure. The vertical extent should include one or both manifestations as long as the true vortex appears to show vertical continuity. Persistence. In order to reduce the possibility of a circulation that randomly becomes vertically coordinated, you should at least ensure that the TS or TVS persists for several minutes. However, there's a gotcha with that, and that is mesocyclones can spin up over a considerable depth in a very short time, and some legitimate TSs or TVSs may become tornadic in less time. We suggest that if either signature forms in close proximity to a strong updraft signature and a very supportive environment, persistence may not be such a strong requirement to call it a TVS or TS.